We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is a wonderful Wednesday here in Brevard County, Florida, and we trust that you are having a marvelous, marvelous day. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. It's my privilege to spend the next half hour with you. You have a lot of choices on that radio dial. You even have the choice to live in silence from time to time. You got other apps that you could be listening, and yet you have made the decision to tune into WMIE FM 91.5 FM and have the Word of God come into your spirit and produce spiritual fruit. And we want to thank you for making that choice. Brevard County is better because of your decision to study the Word of God, hear the Word of God, apply the Word of God, and live the Word of God, and proclaim the Word of God throughout this community. So thank you for making an investment in reaching the people with the love of Jesus Christ right here in our beautiful county. Today we want to start off by saying thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Whatever your electrical needs, air conditioning needs, heating needs, you know, it was just last week where there was a cold front that came through again. Fortunately, we didn't have nor'easters like they were having up in the northeast or stuff or things like that. But I do know that a lot of elderly people like their homes warmer than what others do. And so you may need your heater looked at. You if you like it cooler, we've got some people at our church that they like it just about cool enough to hang meat in their like a meat locker. And if your AC is not up to speed, you can give them a call at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, and they can get you up and running. If you don't have problems with either one of those systems, but you have some electrical issues, do you realize how expensive some of the electronic gadgets are in our homes? And you want to make sure that the electric that is supposed to be flowing through those wires is doing just that. One of the projects that Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric did for Merritt Assembly of God years and years ago was they came and ran an entirely new electric line to a security lamp that we had because there it needed to be replaced. It didn't look like it needed to be replaced from the outside, but it looked like it needed to be replaced from the inside. And they were able to track that down. They solved the problem. They ran a new line. And everything has worked marvelously since then. So give them a call, whatever your needs are, air conditioning, heating, or electrical, 321-632-9538. This is a program. We're going to be in Hosea today. Hosea is the minor prophet, first book right after Daniel. I don't know that I had ever shared this before, but as I was preparing for today's broadcast, there was something that came to my attention. It's like, wow, that's why sowing and reaping is so important. Have you ever given any consideration to why, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest would exist, that there are so many biblical illustrations of sowing and reaping? Have you ever given any consideration as to why that is? In fact, I was watching a documentary. I didn't watch much of it, but it fascinated me because it was the Blue Planet, I think, 2. And it just happened to be on, and I was walking by, and it was showing this ant colony. I believe it was in Africa. It's a massive, massive ant colony. And during this documentary, it showed these ants going out and using their jaws to cut blades of grass at exactly a certain length. It was almost like they were using a tape measure. They knew exactly how long that particular grass needed to be. They would take it back to their colony, and they would farm that piece of grass down in there. What they would do is they would plant the grass at it had to be at exactly the right height and all of that sort of stuff. And that grass, they didn't feed on the grass, but the grass would serve as fertilizer or serve as a nutrition source that would cause a fungus to grow inside the colony. And that is what the colony fed off of. And here was what the amazing thing was. They said, this one colony will harvest 1,000 pounds of grass just for this one colony in order to have a food supply for the year. Who knew? I had known that some specific ant species will farm termites because they feast on the termites. The termites would feast on wood, and then they would come along and they would feast on the termites. There is a thing throughout nature of sowing and reaping. And today I'm going to bring to you a little bit of a reason as to why that is. Hosea chapter 2, and let me begin reading in verse number 19. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice and loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. The earth shall answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Jezreel. Pay attention to that word, Jezreel. Then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. Then I will say to those who were not my people, you are my people, and they shall say, you are my God. They shall answer when the earth answers with grain, with new wine, and with oil, when the answer comes from heaven and answers the earth, they shall answer Jezreel. The word Jezreel there means this: God will sow. God will sow. The plain of Jezreel in Israel, it was a very fertile plain. It was a pretty good sized plain. It went on for about 35, 36 miles, averages about 15 miles wide. It's a very fertile plain. There were a lot of military events that have taken place there throughout history. And because it is so fertile, there are a great variety of crops that are grown there. And that concept there, God says, I'm going to have the people call this Jezreel. God will sow. One of the reasons why there is so much in the Bible and so much in nature that has to do with sowing and reaping is because it is the nature of God. It is one of the ways that God operates. God is a God who sows. Okay? So what does God sow? Now remember, when we're sowing, we're talking about you sow a seed, it's isolated, it's cut off from everything that looks like a natural, wonderful place for it to be. And in that process, there's a work that takes place. The seed begins to die to its old nature. It takes on a whole new life on its own. It is broken. It is watered. It begins to grow, and it bursts up out of that grave of isolation, if you will, and it comes bursting forth with resurrection life. And God does that with you and I. We do not like to be cut off. I've come to realize some things through the years, and that is that there are certain people that they can only function well in a group dynamic. Now, that's all fine, well, and good, except for one thing: you are not always going to be around a group. You have got to be able to have the mindset that says, you know what? I am sound in my own life and my integrity, and I'm going to be able to function by myself. I thank God for groups. It's awfully hard to march in formation like we were talking about in Galatians chapter 5 if you're all by yourself. You've got to know what where everybody else is supposed to be. So it says here, God will sow. And it goes on and it said, then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained. God said, I'm going to sow people into this community. I'm going to sow people into a church. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, we realized that we were not there out of personal aspirations. We were not there out of career aspirations. We were there because God had sown us. He had placed us in that exact area. The reason that we came was because of a verse of scripture that God kept bringing into my my devotional life. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. The translation that I had said, may the God of all glory himself come and pick you up and place you where he wants you. We have had the mindset for 25 plus years that God has sown us into this community. We believe that God has sown us into this radio station, into this time slot that you are listening. Whenever God wants to transform a community, whenever he wants to do something supernatural and remarkable, he sows, he plants a person there. It's not just come and have an impact. You know, there's a saying about evangelists. They come in, they blow in, they blow up, and they blow out. God is looking to cause maturity, and the way that he does that is he plants people in relationships. He plants people in communities. He plants people in churches. He plants people strategically. Everything that I have been able to understand about the cosmos is this, that everything is placed with precision so that life would be able to function here on planet Earth. The margin of error is infinitesimally small. If one thing was out of whack, life doesn't exist. If one thing goes awry, Earth cannot support life. And so seed time is and harvest is absolutely phenomenal. I saw something about a week ago, again on one of the nature channels or one of those channels. I love learning about that sort of stuff. I come at them from a perspective of what does God want to show me in this. And it was talking about the doomsday vault. It's talking about the wide array of seeds. I think there's millions of varieties of seeds, and there are billions of seeds that they have stored in this place, because they said if something cataclysmic ever takes place on this earth, and he said mankind probably will not die from that event, but they would die from starvation because they would not be able to grow the things that need to be grown. God says, I'm not just going to sow crops. I've created in them the seed bearing capacity that is going to propagate things for as long as I need them to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sow a person. I'm going to sow an individual. I'm going to sow a community of people. Here he's talking about sowing Israel. And the result of that is when I sow for myself people on the earth, I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. Okay? It goes on and it says, those that were told, you're not my people, I will declare you are my people. And they shall say, you are my God. And so that is absolutely a phenomenal, phenomenal revelation that God is a seed-sowing God, and the seeds that he sows are people. Are you available for God to strategically plant for the purpose that he has for you? Okay? Because that's our choice. God knows the purpose that you were created for. And a lot of times people get fixated on, well, what is my purpose? And I will tell you this, my purpose is to be faithful to wherever God has placed me, at whatever task he's assigned me for whatever season he has assigned me that for. So be faithful where you are. If you will be faithful in little, he's going to make you faithful in much. You don't start out at the top of the pyramid, so to speak. You start down at the bottom, and faithfulness is the element that God uses. Faithfulness and excellence are what God uses to set you up to say, now that you have reached this stage, I can sow you in this capacity here. I can still remember the first radio program that I ever did. It was a miserable, wretched failure. I was not ready for that particular assignment. I remember my second one. And you would think that after a couple of failures, you wouldn't end up back there again. But at the right time, God had a person that works here at the radio station contact us and say, we want you to come and fill this time slot, because they had heard me do a funeral. That was it. That was the only way that I'd ever known them. There was a lady in my church, and she passed away, and we did a funeral, and there was a lady that was there, and I couldn't even tell you what I spoke on at that funeral, but evidently it was something that ministered to that person. You see, I look at just about everything that we do in life as the opportunity to sow seeds. As far as me, I even take that so far as to where I sit in a sanctuary when I'm not the speaker. I go there and I want to sow seeds. I take that as to how I respond to the person who is speaking. You see, I want to be amening them. I want them to know that they're connecting with me, because I want that affirmation that I'm connecting the way that I'm supposed to, that I'm not just babbling a bunch of words, but I'm actually connecting with my audience. And the book of Zechariah is right before Malachi, which is right before the book of Matthew. Zechariah chapter 10, verse number 9 says this, I will sow them among the peoples, and they shall remember me in far countries. They shall live together with their children, and they shall return. I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. So I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, says the Lord. Do you realize that there are times where God has sown ambassadors of his, representatives of his, in the midst of a people group who do not know God? When the king of Assyria came and conquered Israel, got all the way to the doors of Jerusalem and threatened to conquer Jerusalem and Judah until the Lord intervened, that he uprooted the Israelites from the 10 northern tribes and took them away to a foreign land, and he brought people from that land back to Israel because he wanted to destroy their cultural identity. Well, when they got back, they said, when those people were planted by the king of Assyria in the land of Israel, they sent a messenger to him and they said, look, this land that you have planted us in is a hostile land. We've got people dying. We need you to send us a priest who will tell us what the God of this land expects of us. And so he brought a priest back. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that, those people needed, that they said, look, where you've planted us, we need some divine direction. Now, let's flip that on the other coin. Those Israelites who were uprooted and then they were sent into captivity, and later under Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians did the same things to the people of Judah. But Jeremiah chapter 29, God gives the captives in Babylon specific instruction: increase there, do not decrease. He planted them among the peoples. I believe it was that strategic plant by God that brought the Sabbath rest to the land of Judah, that it was that set the stage for there being a divine desire to find out what was going on that caused the wise men to come and say, we have seen his star in the east, the one who is born king of the Jews. You see, I don't look at myself as being in Florida by accident. I don't look at it as the reality that I'm in Florida as being because of a job transfer. I believe that I am in Florida because God planted us here. He says God will sow covenant people so that people will remember God. Your mind is a funny thing. You can remember some things, and there are other things that just completely pass out of your memory banks, and you don't remember them at all. I make a joke that my wife can remember outfits that we were wearing 30 plus years ago at events. And she can remember details about the event that I can't even remember the event. But don't, in all of your remembering, remember God. When things are going good, remember God. When things are going challenging, remember God. When you're in a hard place, remember that God's the one that planted you there, and he's going to bring victory there. I'm just going to praise the Lord for just a little bit of time here for just a moment, because that was a word that I know somebody needed to hear. I have seen plants grow in areas where they shouldn't grow. I remember seeing plants grow on a rooftop that they were growing on a roof here in Brevard County. I remember seeing plants, flowering plants, growing out of brick walls. I've seen plants that you would think they can't grow there, and all of a sudden they do. He says, when they remember God, they're going to return home. Today, I want to talk to you just a little bit, because you've got some people that you've come across in your life, maybe, that have turned their back on God. They're now living as if God does not exist. But I want to build your faith today that just as God has strategically placed you, he's going to strategically plant someone in the life of your prodigal kids or prodigal grandkids. And God, the Holy Spirit, is going to work in their situation to where they remember God and they return to the spiritual home that they abandoned. Isn't that what the prodigal son in Luke 15 was all about? It was when he came to the end of himself. I mean, he was desiring to eat pig slop. I don't know if you've ever been around pig slop. It's not good. And when pig slop is looking good, your life is really, in dire straits. And he said, I remember my father treating his servants better than the way this guy's treating me. I'll go home and see if he will give me a job as a servant instead of as a son. And when he got home, he found that his dad remembered him not as a servant, but as a son. The other thing it talks about here is that then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down and the scepter of Israel shall depart. When God sows people, you can rest assured of this. The enemy is going to be defeated. Okay? When God sows people, he sows high-quality people. He sows people who have the gift of stubborn for the things of God and not against the things of God. And he sows people who believe that God is going to be able to take down the fortified cities, bring down the giants of the land, and you just sit back and watch. Whether you're young or whether you're old, I love Caleb. God's brought me into the promised land. He's planted me here, and that mountain over there is the mountain that Moses promised me, and today I can go out and destroy the enemy just the way that I could 40 years ago. My strength hasn't diminished one iota. Well, you know what? My strength may have diminished physically a little bit, but my God's hasn't. He is able. When God sows people, you can count on the fact that there is going to be a plundering of the kingdom of darkness that takes place. There's going to be people who are going to be strengthened in God and not weakened in God. The devil believes that your circumstances are going to strain and weaken your ties to God. God says, you don't know my people. When the going gets tough, they get driven deeper into the presence of God. Deep calls to deep. And it says, when God sows people, he sows people with this ability that they are going to walk in the name of the Lord. That means that they're not going to be only known by the name of God, but that they are going to walk in the authority of that name. Let me just finish up today with Acts chapter 17, verse number 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. God is the God of Jezreel. He is the God who sows, but he doesn't sow wheat. He doesn't sow barley. He doesn't sow grain. He sows people. He's sown you. He's sown me to touch this community. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.